Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea. Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Randy Fine, your show host. Gotta love Blog Talk Radio, I tell you. I'm so grateful for the forum to be able to have my shows on here, but there are so many little glitches, and that's why you heard the intro repeated three times. But anyway, it is a forum, and it does give you all a chance to hear these topics. And today, I know how excited you are because Laura Lee is with us. I'm so sorry about what happened yesterday. If you tried to call in, I had just a moment. I don't know what you would call it, but
we had a
I just went out.
We had a technical glitch.
Yeah, I just went out yesterday. I didn't even think about my show, and that's so unlike me. I've never missed a show. But anyway, Laura is so understanding anyway. and we're here today to take your calls and have Laura answer your questions. So good morning, Laura. I hear you in there. I hear
good
you talking.
Things happen. They happen for the best. Maybe, and like you said yesterday, maybe there was a reason why today was more prevalent for our show than yesterday. So
I'm thinking that could possibly be true.
Yeah.
So today you want to talk about 10 daily gratitudes, sort of related to, because yesterday was November and we were still in the Thanksgiving mode. So, right, but we can still talk about that today. So what are the 10 daily gratitudes that you would like to share with us?
Well, you know, this topic's really near and dear to my heart personally, and I'll go into it later, but this topic I think is relevant, especially around this time of year, because some of us have a tendency to go into the, you know, a holiday blues type symptoms around this time of year, and it can be brought on by so many things, but when we go into that little bit of a funk, for whatever that reason is, it's time to count our blessings. And I came across a quote that I'd like to share with everyone is, be thankful for what you have and you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough. And Oprah Winfrey said that. And I think that's just so true. And that's where the holiday blues comes in, because sometimes we have a way just to hang out there in that space instead of turning around and focus our attention on something that is a blessing in our life. And this practice of 10 Daily Gratitudes came upon me when I was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 32. And personally for myself, that was the day I realized I could, you know, I wasn't going to die. I wasn't going to lay down and die. I had to start living my life, you know, for me and not for anyone else. So I started practicing the gratitudes, which I have heard other people doing, but I took it on more seriously at this time. And till this day, since moment in time, till this day, every night before I go to sleep, and I got my daughter doing it too, we'll count our blessings. We honestly sit down and we, you know, think out loud some of the blessings in our lives. And it helps you concentrate on moving forward instead of looking back. And 10 is a magical number in numerology because 10 stands for 1 and it means new beginnings. And so that's why I suggest doing 10 in your life. So throughout the hour, I'm going to talk about some of the 10 ways that personally I have witnessed that I think could apply to a lot of other people that are listening to this podcast that we can share, that just to give you an idea of how, you know, things on a day-to-day basis we might take for granted, but we have to embrace. And if we embrace, you're going to start to see more blessings in your life. For instance, that day when I was diagnosed with cancer, that was the moment that I realized that life was a miracle. So I became grateful for my life. And so what was I going to do with my life at that time, which I was already engaged with it, but I became more engaged with it, and that's what I'm doing still to this day. So
yeah, right, what a wake-up call.
Yeah, it's a total wake-up call. And so many people have that opportunity, but some people wake up and other people don't. So I don't know who it is or why, you know, some certain spirits, you know, rise to the occasions and others don't. And it might be just because it's our time. But I think we're all given that choice. So the second thing that I became really, really grateful for was my spirit, because it's not that I didn't lean on my spiritual faith at that time, but I leaned on it more than ever before, to look for the support from, you know, my God, my spirit, my heavens, okay? So whatever you want to call it, you can call it Ram, you can call it Krishna, you know, you can call it Buddha. I don't care. But I became very, very focused on that for myself. And then the other thing I became grateful for was my health. I took it for granted. I really took it for granted. Even though I was into physical fitness and all the other kind of stuff, I really didn't realize how important my health is. Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything else in life.
That's so true.
You can't work. You can't share time with other people. So I became grateful for my health. So right there, grateful for life, grateful for spirit, grateful for my health. And then one of the last things I want to leave before we go to our first reading is I was going into the clinic at the time for some surgeries and for treatments for my surgery, and some of the people around me were worse off than me. I mean, there were some people I met that lost their sense of smell, lost, you know, limbs, you know, and I had my full being still intact. So I became very grateful for all my senses and having everything intact. I mean, I was just grateful. And I made a point to thank God or my spirit or that higher self every night when I went to bed, that those things were so important on my list. So I don't care if you call it blessings or gratitudes, just put to practice what those things are in your life that are most valuable, and you will see a turn or an outcome that you couldn't even dream of. I mean, I've been, cancer-free since that, how many years ago? I won't even tell you because that'll age me.
God bless you.
But anyway, we'll talk about more gratitudes that, you know, to give you an idea of what I'm talking about here later in the hour. I think we've got some callers standing by, don't we?
Oh, we do. We do. They're always so excited to talk to you. Okay, our first caller is from area code 832. Can you tell me what your name is, please?
Sure. My name is Melissa.
Melissa, good morning. And
good morning.
Excuse me. Thanks for calling. What is your question for Laura?
Well, I want to see what is happening within my career. I really feel a strong pull to change, to do something else after the first of the year, but I haven't been able to decide like which route to go and how this might unfold for me.
It's funny, Melissa, as you're talking about career and a change, I'm going to tell you what I got, okay?
Okay.
So, Melissa, are you right-handed?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm sorry I have to ask that, but I just want to confirm because it tells me who's on what side. But I saw a woman coming up on your left side, okay? And she's that's your maternal side. So she's on your maternal side of your family, okay? She's like a motherly figure. She's holding a baby. So I don't know if somebody in the – okay, while you were talking, she presented this to me. Okay, so I don't know if somebody in your life is, you know, is thinking about a baby or if that's you in particular, but that's what I was shown while you were talking.
Oh, that's interesting. No babies in my future. So I don't know. I guess I'll have to think about that. The person that you're probably seeing on my left is my mom. So.
Yes. Well, why is she holding the baby unless she's talking about you in particular? Are you single, Melissa?
No, I've been married for forever. She could be particularly talking about me. I'm a nurse, and I've been in the marketing profession for a long time, kind of the business end, but I am thinking about getting back into the bedside, and I really liked mother-baby. The mother baby unit,
well,
the nursery,
there you go.
The NICU. Yeah, I had to think about that for a second.
Okay, then I would, honey. All right, good. All right, because I knew it would make sense to you because I have to just give what I see. Okay, then I would trust that because that's what she's showing me. Okay, so I mean, I would put all my attention, all my focus there because I understand that whole marketing gig can kind of get. I used to do that as a profession years and years ago before I made the switch over. It can be grueling, you know? And so I think this other direction in care and healing and help in this direction would enliven you and empower you personally. So I think you need to put your attention there and actually just put the word out there too. And I think you already have what your mom's telling me here. You already have, right?
Yes.
You've already made mention that this is – okay, so you've set the seed. Now continue to, you know, just continue just to hit it here and there, you know, just keep, you know, keep that window open. And it feels like I would also assume that you might have to get some more certifications in order to keep yourself up to date. Is that correct?
Yes, I just recently graduated with my RN. I've been an LVN for a long time, went back for my RN, and now I'm considering going back for my bachelor. So,
it's a lifelong
learning.
Yeah, I know it is. But you know what? You are on target in that direction. According to Spirit, I would go there immediately, okay? So that's up to you. That means, you know, heading up the right people and submitting your stuff and telling them that you got your latest certification so they know you're ready, you're prepared. And when an opening and an opportunity happens, snag it, okay? I can see you waving your papers going, it's me, okay? And it will happen in the new year. You give me a call, okay, and let us know, Melissa, all right?
Okay. Thank you so
much.
That
is so exciting. Good luck.
God bless.
Good luck. That's exciting. Thanks. Okay. Okay, so, hold on a second. 3-2. Okay. All right, our next caller is area code, come on, 805. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi, my name's Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Hi. What's your question,
Donna.
Laura?
Hi, Laura Lee. My question
Hi.
Is, if you, Hi. Happy holidays. My question is if there a relationship coming in for me? Because I'm at the point in my life where I'd like to get married and settle down with a good companion.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Donna, the first thing I see with you is a gentleman who is not so much a partner or a relationship, like a family member, but it is a deceased person who considers you a friend, loved you so much that you took care of.
Yeah.
And almost, I think he was bedridden for a while, but he was also very far from you. I feel like maybe you guys two separate coasts, right?
Right.
He stands over this issue because he knows you desire it and he wants to help find it. But I think what you're doing right now is exactly what you're supposed to be doing, in the sense that I don't think you're going to find it online, so stay off those sources, okay? Because I feel like right now it's a matter of you spending time treating yourself, if it means getting yourself, I'm assuming you like flowers, right? Let me just give you an example. You like flowers, right?
I do.
Flowers in your room at night, okay? Or keep them in your presence and, like, treat yourself, that kind of kindness to yourself, okay? And love yourself so that you can draw it in, okay? And you'll bring in somebody who's going to deliver in the same manner, okay? So I want you to spend and focus all your time on those things that you love, and you're going to see somebody walk in that loves doing what you love to do. Okay? And they're just going to walk right in because you're engaged in it. Okay? So I wouldn't be sitting there waiting for it and poking internet and all that other kind of stuff. I don't think that's your tactic. It might be for some, but right now that's not you. Okay?
Oh.
And I think it'll come in due time. And also, you know, Donna, the other thing, do you go to like a farmer market and stuff like that? Do you go to farmer's market?
I haven't gone in a while.
Okay, you need to patron a farmer's market. I feel like there's some sort of connection to the farmer's market and a future love, okay? All right, treat yourself good. Hey, it will come. You got to be patient, okay? And spend more time loving yourself and that love and that relationship and embrace the relationship with yourself. Then the other person will come in and embrace that relationship, the kind of the love and the relationship that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much. I'll do that.
Thank you, Donna.
Yes. All right.
Nice talking to you.
Okay. I don't know if that interference was coming from Donna's phone or your phone. Probably from Donna's phone because we haven't had the problem with you. It sounds better now. Sounds better. So, okay, so we're grateful for life, spirit, health. What's the next group of gratitude?
For me, it was, yes. And, you know, like I said, these were the things that came to me for my gratitude list. And my daughter's is different, okay? So you're going to have your own sense of what, you know, you can write down on your gratitudes or whatever you say is your blessings at night. But one of the things that I really identified that brought me happiness was, you know, being part of my yoga community, going and having yoga class or connecting with myself and nature. Those things made me happy. So I was grateful for my happiness. And that was really important to keep myself at that vibe level. So if that meant, you know, taking a break from my workday to go do what I needed to do to get my mojo back, and that's my happiness zone, then do it. So for me, I'm grateful for my happiness. So I tried to stay in that zone. And not saying we can't 100% of the time we're human. I definitely have my days still. So I still just bless
yes,
my
we
happiness.
We all do.
Okay? Yes. Then, you know, during that period of time, I found out who my true friends were. I was dating at the time, and my boyfriend abandoned me when he found out I had cancer. So did some of my friends.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, believe it or not, you find out when you, you know, you hit something, a low point, you find out who is truly your friend. So I was grateful for my true friends who stood by my side, which you could count on one hand.
Right.
Actually, I could
exactly.
count on 1 to 2 fingers, actually.
Yep.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
More
coughing.
Like 1 to 2 fingers.
Yes.
Okay. And then uh-huh. the other thing is, now I'm the type of person who, if there's, you know, something's really bad, I don't want to tell everybody because I don't want them. I don't want the pity party. So there was only a few people I would reveal that I had this challenge because I wanted to overcome it. So I only allowed one family member to know. Who was actually there with me almost on a day-to-day basis to help me get through it. So I was grateful for my family and then also my other family that did support me but did not really, really know at that time. But once I got through it, hey, I'm a survivor.
That's
so
amazing.
And then I was grateful at that time because, personally, I was independent at that time still, you know, as I am now. And I didn't have an employer, but I was traveling the conference circuit. I was on radio in L.A. at that time, and they accommodated my schedule, you know, and they accommodated me knowing what I was going through. So I was so grateful for my work. I was so grateful for those colleagues who understood and stood by me. So, I
yeah.
mean, it's
right.
pretty much comes down to those key people that were there for you during those transitions or whatever it is in your life. So make sure you bless those individuals on a day-to-day basis. And I will say something that's really important. I know my daughter some years ago was bullied by a little boy in her class. And we tried everything to deal with it. And then I said to her, you know, that kid must be having some problems at, you know, at home. So let's bless him. We started blessing that kid, and I kid you not, within, I think it was like a half a year, they became best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's amazing.
Not because they tried or anything. I know. I just got to say, I didn't expect that. You know, I just said, let's bless him, see, you know, hopefully he finds some help. And they became friends before the school year was out.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.
I love that.
So,
great story.
So even those people, yeah, even those people who are most challenging to you, yeah, you know, they're your angels. Send them blessings because they're there to really help you learn, you know. The
oh,
higher
I know.
Things in life, the better things.
Oh, I know. The toughest people are the ones that have benefited me the most in my life. So, yeah, the ones that
yeah.
really caused me to struggle because –
Yeah.
I had to rise above it. So.
Yeah, you do.
So that's a really important statement that you made. Very important.
Yeah.
So, okay. Are we ready to take some more callers?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This is from my hometown, area code 443 Baltimore.
Oh.
I don't live there anymore, but hi, what is your name?
Hi, this is Christina. How are you, ladies?
Great, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, sure. What is your question for Laura?
Well, I was wondering, Laura, if you could tell me, I would love to know what Spirit wants me to know regarding my current relationship, if anything.
You know, Christina, while I'm tuning in while you're talking, I see you hanging out or at least holding hands with a dear friend. And
okay.
I feel this is a female friend, okay? And I don't know if you're leaning on somebody in particular about challenges and you guys are sharing stories and you're, you know, relying on one another to get through some difficult periods. Does this make sense? A very close friend that you're holding on to? Pardon
no.
me?
No. Not right now. Not particularly.
Okay. Because this is, I think this is, do you have somebody that you've been close to like this, a female friend that you
in the past, yeah, in the past I have, but, you know, we've kind of lost touch over the years, you know.
Okay, all right. Some reason Spirit is telling me this connection needs to happen again because obviously there's something there that will shed light on your situation. And I believe it's something that you can both identify and will help you get over this hump.
Okay.
Okay?
That makes sense.
And see it in a different way, in a different perspective than you hadn't seen before, and I think it will work itself out. Okay, you'll know exactly what to do after talking to this female friend, because I see you guys like holding hands, like in some way that, you know, you a sisterly bond type thing that you guys will connect and understand, and it'll just shield so much light over the situation. Okay.
Okay.
And as I say this, you know, was it one or the two of you that moved away from each other? Was it a physical move?
I mean, we're still, we're both still in Maryland, but, you know, it was, I moved, yes.
You moved. Okay. There's your confirmation.
Okay.
Okay. Because I was told there was also a physical move that also contributed to some of the parting. I mean, we can all get caught up in our own lives, but I just wanted to use that as a confirmation to what I just told you. Okay.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
Reconnect, and I think there will be more information revealed to you. I think you need more information before you make any decisions, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great. Thank you,
Christina.
Thank you
God
so
bless.
Much.
Good. Yes.
Thanks for calling in, Christina. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now we have area code. 305.
305. Thank you so much for choosing to speak with me. I really
it's hard. It's very hard
it's
to hear
very
you.
Very hard to hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's really, really hard
really
to hear.
Hard.
Okay, I'm going to remove my speaker. Give me 1 second.
Oh yes, oh. You got to get off speaker when
it's
you talk to us because I hear reverberating back.
Is this better?
Oh, much.
Oh my God.
Thank you
okay,
so much
you.
For choosing to speak with me.
What is your name? What's your name?
Deanna. I'm Deanna. And
Deanna.
I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Deanna.
If you get anything to say to me spirit-wise, please go ahead and do, because I don't want to focus on any one thing. Whatever comes to you is good for me.
Okay, so Deanna, a couple things, okay, as I'm tuning into you, I sense a woman behind you, a maternal, that seems to be really close. I could be a motherly figure, okay, that's close
yes.
to you on the other side. And the thing that she told me is there's a young boy or young man that you care for or that is very close to you. Is this a son or a grandson?
Actually, no. I have a cousin who is in a nursing home.
Who's in a nursing home? No, I'm seeing a young person, not a person who's in a nursing home. I'm seeing a young person. Who are you taking care of somebody, or are you like babysitting or overseeing a young man or close connected to young person?
No, Laura. No, Laura.
Did you have a brother that you took care of?
I'm sorry?
It's young.
Do you have a brother that you took care of?
No.
No, no. All right. So I'm seeing a young person, like do you have a grandson?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. So, Deanna, there is a young boy that I understand is coming into your life that I feel like is going to give you some more purpose or focus, okay? And he's going to need you. You're going to need him. Now, I don't know if this means like a babysitting job or a nanny job or somebody who's like a relative who's got a young child, a boy, but I see him coming, okay? So, and as I say this, your mother is on the other side, correct, Deanna?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is, Laura.
Yes, okay, yes. And as I say this, is there a ring connection? Do you have her ring, or is she possess the ring because she's showing me the ring?
No, I don't. I don't have anything left of her.
First, did you leave it on her finger? Because she's showing it to me as if it's significant.
My dad left
Excuse
my mother's
me.
Ring on her finger when she was, when, you know, she became ashes.
Yes. Oh, he left it on her. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So she wants to affirm the ring. Okay. But there is a child, and maybe this is a child that's close to you where you live that you might, you know, interact with on a regular basis, Deanna, and you're not thinking about right now. Okay, but I want you to put this down because I see this little person coming into your life, like, really soon, okay? And like I said, I just feel this will give you both a purpose and something to grow from, okay?
Good.
Very shortly. Maybe that's not what you wanted to hear, but that's what I got, okay?
That's
and as they
okay.
say this also. Okay?
It's okay, even if it isn't what I wanted to hear. So, you know, I'm very happy to speak with you, and I bless
okay.
you. I loved what you said to the other person. Bless those people who are not understanding, those who have hurt you, because eventually it will build up to understanding. I do.
That's
I do
beautiful.
Love
yes,
you.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
is.
You so much, Deanna.
Thank you for sharing, Deanna.
Have
thank
a wonderful
you,
day.
Thank you, Laura. You
okay.
too. I want to keep
thank
on
you.
Listening, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. So we've gotten as far as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you've named 6 of the things that you are grateful for. So that
well,
leaves
actually,
four
I've named
more
than that, but that's okay. No, I have actually named more of those, but we'll just keep on going, okay? So
okay.
One of the other things I personally am grateful for, during that time I became really aware of, but I am still very much aware of, when you're in pain, the best thing to do is to help others. You know, and it takes your attention off yourself and puts your attention on other people so you aren't in your pity party. And this is why, you know, if you're going through that holiday bleakness right now, it's to take your time and focus on count your blessings. It also means just putting your attention on others. I put my attention on my clients and, like, spending time right now with people on the phone. This lifts me, actually. It lifts me to be in this zone with other people, and it takes me out of my own head. So I became grateful for my clients who in part are, you know, my employers who I work for. So that's something I became grateful for. The other thing is I was grateful for my prosperity. Always be grateful for your prosperity. I mean, you could be hitting, you know, a rough time and barely just getting by. But just being grateful for that prosperity can turn things around instantly. So to me, that was about 10 that I listed off here. I know, Randy, you didn't get all of them in there, but that's okay. But
well,
anyway,
some of them I categorized under, you know, so you said yoga,
right.
nature, things like that, and I just put that under happiness. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we can
Yeah,
we can
that was
that
my
down.
Happiness. Yep. Yep,
okay.
That was my happiness. So, anyway, bottom line is that doing this daily practice, you're changing your mind, you're changing your world. Because even if you don't believe it, it's just that small little mustard seed that can move mountains. It really can. And with time, you'll see progress. But even if you don't believe, but it overcomes your fears and helps you move forward. And I think that's the key to the discipline and having the practice of daily gratitudes or your daily blessings on each and every day basis. So,
good advice or good recommendations. I like that. Gratefulness is so important. And when we do sometimes, I mean, I've learned to be grateful, to say
thank you for every little thing, you know. I just, if something great or even mildly good happens, I just kind of look up and go, thank you.
Yes.
Because I know there's, we don't come into this world alone. We have other forces that are really, that are helping us. And we need to acknowledge that we're just not here alone.
You know what I find is even those challenging moments when they are happening, if you can stop and even give thanks for that moment, you can actually shift the energy.
Wow.
In that moment of, that's the power of it actually, is when you're, you know, you aren't handed the lemons, you know, to make the lemonade, and it just is like it's the really bad moments that you're going, oh my gosh, thank you for giving me this opportunity to transform this into a miracle. Actually, the cancer kind of did that for me, kind of turned me around to go, oh my gosh, thank you for this life. That's the miracle.
That's a great approach. That is a great approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And instead of praying for something, be thankful that it's already there, and then it manifests, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. All right, we have time for another caller. This is area code 856. Good morning.
Hi.
What is your name? Hi.
My name's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question for Laura?
My question is, I would like to know if you see a job coming up for me. I've been looking for a while.
Laura, you were the one who was doing a lot of housework, weren't you?
Well, yeah.
You were decluttering your house, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Did we finish that job, or are we still ongoing? Is that always a work in progress?
We're still ongoing.
Okay. I think we've connected about this before, and, you know, I think opportunities will come. Have you ever, I mean, are you into organizing? Because that's how I see it, like going into a closet, and you're really into the details of organizing, correct?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a before and after snapshot of something like that you've done?
No.
I highly recommend it. And I actually would recommend maybe you even, you know, videotape yourself doing it, or talking over your phone and videotaping it and posting it. Okay, because I think there's something there for you that is waiting to just explode, okay? And I can't emphasize it enough, okay? And as I say this, because I feel like you're going to be helping so many other people, all right? And as I say this, you know, we had some spirit that came in to talk about you arranging estate or I'm just seeing lining up an estate for a sale or something like that, selling goods from a loved one who passed over, correct?
You know, that's amazing that you remember that.
Well, of course, because the spirit comes back to me, honey. So that's the only way I remember, because the spirit's showing it to me again.
Well, okay, so the only experience really that I have with that is because when my family situation, my parents died, I had the responsibility, and my uncle as well, I had the responsibility of fixing an issue that my brother put in play. And I had to do it because it entailed all of my cousins, and I took it upon myself to right a wrong that he initiated. So that's the planning, and I had to do a lot of stuff with annuities and everything just to right the wrong that my brother did with the rest of my family. But I can't keep doing it as a profession.
Honey, those things all tie together. They all tie together. They aren't separate. For some reason, I'm being told from the spirits and this is like all together. Like you have some ability to pull it all together, organize it, and do it for people. Maybe you do it for other people who are going through grief and you take over and able to handle those arrangements and set up things and, you know, make those arrangements for them. You know, and also go into their homes and do this sort of thing. So I think there's mm-hmm. something there that's waiting and ready, and it's on its precipice, and you've just got to tap into it. And I know you're looking for other work out there, you know, and you've got your applications out there, resumes, whatever you want to call it. And I do feel like you're going to get a part-time job opportunity, but it's not going to be satisfying.
Well, I don't even know how to go about marketing myself or something like that, because that's usually something that lawyers do, like estate planners and stuff. They always
mm-hmm.
turn to lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what,
mm-hmm.
How would I even market?
But I think it's also like in addition to all that, I think it's also, you know, organizing and planning for an estate and organizing people's home goods. And I think it's all combined. Okay?
All right,
those
we're getting close to the show running out of time, so we have
okay.
to finish the call.
Thank
but
Laura, you heard it
luck.
Twice, so go with it.
Yep, that's been affirmed. Okay, great,
yeah.
Great, Laura.
Thank you.
Great talking to you. So we're down to minutes. So let's do in a minute. Can we sum up kind of what the gratitudes or how we should go about doing these gratitudes?
Yeah, I would just recommend when you lay down at night to say your blessings. Try to get 10 of them in there, you know, before you go to sleep. And just if you can remember to do it every day before you go to sleep, you'll see things start to transition in your life, start to see transformation occur. We have a wonderful conference coming up on December 18th. I'd like to mention real quick to everybody where I will be doing spirit readings and connecting to our loved ones and as well talking about the subject of faith. On December 18th, they have a spirit salon, and it's open to anyone, anywhere in the world. All you have to do is call in to participate. Just like you do here on the radio show or in a podcast, you call in and you can connect with me. So I hope to, you know, everybody can log in, find out more information about it on my website, mediumlauralee.com. So
Perfect.
Don't forget to practice your daily gratitudes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. It works. It worked for me. so thanks again. I really appreciate, Laura, your patience with me in rescheduling this show and to all our listeners who called back today to connect with you. And thanks again. So Laura will be back with us on December 28th, same month. That's twice in a month. We're lucky we get you twice.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, thank you. I wish you a wonderful day, and we'll talk in a few weeks.
God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.